Cavalera, Friday, September 11th edition. Today we're talking about a new build that fixes a lot of things, a community grumbling about a couple of specific topics, and a treasure hunt that's bringing everyone together. Let's get into it. Let's start with the patch. CIG dropped a new PTU build for Alpha 4.10.1, available to everyone on the US server. The most noticeable change is the Orison Relief Support, the ongoing event, which is now much easier to complete on this build, and more importantly, its rewards no longer go through unlockable blueprints, they're added directly to your account. Another welcome change is an automatic rescue system. For players stuck on a server that refuses to let them in, they now get redirected elsewhere instead of spinning in an endless loop. CIG notes this one is hard to test on their end, and is actively asking for feedback from the field. The rest fits in one sentence. Roughly 15 miscellaneous fixes, ships improperly stored in hangars, a Drake Clipper that was eating shots without flinching and is finally vulnerable again, a vehicle compass that was pointing anywhere but the right direction, and two client crashes resolved, one tied to interfaces like the Mobi Glass, the other happening when characters disappear from a scene. The game launcher also got an update. Each download now runs in its own isolated process, which means a crash no longer takes the whole launcher down with it, and a retry system has been added for network errors. CIG does acknowledge that some issues remain, including an infinite download loop that's still under investigation. On the studio side, a job listing spotted on Reddit is looking for a merchandising coordinator with an explicit mention of the Squadron 42 launch. No date is given, but it confirms that commercial preparations around the game's release are moving forward behind the scenes. Data mining from this new build reveals two cosmetic bundles. A Nine Tails gang-themed pack, featuring an armed variant of the ATLS, a livery for the Cutlass, and a full set of matching weapons and outfits. And a skeleton-themed Halloween pack, rifle, helmet, and suit to match. None of this is official, it's content found in the game files, so take it with the usual grain of salt. On to the community, and let's be honest, the mood is a little tense tonight. On Spectrum, the topic generating the most discussion is component bricking, the mechanic meant to prevent item duplication that, for many players, makes salvage gameplay genuinely painful. One of the threads on the subject has over 190 upvotes, making it one of the most followed of the day. An alternative proposal is circulating trying to find a middle ground, with no official response so far. The other big topic is Pirate Week, the current event, which is dividing people for almost opposite reasons. Some find it too PvP-focused, others feel it doesn't offer enough actual playable piracy for solo players. One thread sums up the mood by saying that piracy as a game mechanic is practically dead, despite the event bearing its name. On top of that, there's a more technical debate around combat balancing, specifically around how time to kill is calculated, which isn't convincing many people in its current form, with players outright suggesting the conversation should shift to time to disable rather than time to destroy. And in the background, two older threads keep circulating and capture the mood pretty well, one comparing what players expected versus what CIG has delivered, the other worrying that veteran players are being replaced by newcomers, without the original base being meaningfully retained. Over on Reddit, the tone is sharper, with one post bluntly stating, they've never seen this much negativity on the forum. But alongside that, there's also plenty of creativity around Pirate Week, players leaning into pirate roleplay, negotiating ransoms in-game, one post literally offering to spare a ship in exchange for half its cargo, and most notably, a real community treasure hunt has taken shape, with clues posted as images that everyone is trying to decode together, like a collective puzzle. A more critical thread uses the event's promotional video to argue that piracy too often comes down to executing minors with no negotiation possible, which feels a long way from the spirit they were going for. On the technical side, one player reports losing close to 1.5 million credits worth of cargo due to a finicky terminal, and a thread is asking flat out whether every server was broken that day, citing vehicles frozen after a shard change. One suggestion keeps coming up, restarting servers more frequently to stop them degrading over time, And another, more casual one, simply suggests teaching new players they can adjust their walking speed with the scroll wheel right from the tutorial. A lighter note to close out this section, two images shared on Reddit show nothing more than a sunrise over Microtech while picking up berries, a reminder that quiet exploration is, for many people, what keeps the game worth showing up for on the rough days. The verse by the numbers, to wrap up, $331,739 raised yesterday, and a total that has now reached $1.043 billion. That was Cavalera. Have a great weekend, and that's the verse.